Yeah, I don't know how many airline pilots actually quit or retired early when they forced them to start taking injections. But in case you weren't aware of it, for the first time in history, pilots are now being drilled with how to react to having your co-pilot or pilot suddenly die. Yeah. Apparently, there's no other profession with a more stringent health screening procedure than airline pilots, because if before they had fly-by-wire, before you could remote control airplanes, which you can now, remember that, anytime you hear about a plane crash or anytime you hear about some sort of failure in an aircraft, remember that somebody sitting on the ground can control the airplane. So even somebody sitting on the airplane can control the airplane from the back seat. You can have a back seat driver who hacks into the system or is given access, and they can control the plane. But yeah, for the first time in history, airline pilots are being drilled in what to do if your co-pilot suddenly dies for no reason, inexplicably. And it's not inexplicable. It's clear that our pilots have been given injections which are active. I'm going to use that term, and I want you to start thinking about it too, the precision in language, about how you speak all the time. One of the things I'm going to call the different, there's death shots, which we know about, which we track the batch numbers of. They were lethal injections. And I'm going to call the other shots, which are inactive, saline or placebo shots. These are shots which contain no active ingredients, and they were not intended to actively interact with the person's body at all, but they're merely as props. Because if you're pretending to give everyone an active vaccine, you have to inject them with something. So you inject them with saline solution. So there's already two sorts of shots. The batch, which we know about, which was a lethal injection in America, and you can see my videos and read about them in my books, clear batch lot numbers of lethal injections. We thought it was a possibility that they may wipe out billions of people already, you know, 2 years ago with these lethal injections, but they were testing them. They're fine-tuning them because they need the lethal injection to work relatively slowly so that there's enough time to inject everybody you want to inject before people start dying, which seems to contradict the fact that hundreds of thousands of people have died within 2 days of the injection. But I don't want to confuse the issue for now. It's experimental. They've admitted experimental. They're fine-tuning the death shots, the lethal injections, and they're fine-tuning all the other and this is the other thing. Now, I seem to be rambling. I'm not. There's the lethal injection. We knew about that. We know about that. It's been documented and proven. There was a lethal injection in America. Yeah, the batch number, lot number is known. This is a fact. We know that within 2 days of being injected, at least tens of thousands of people in every nation have been documented to have died within 2 days of being injected. I don't think that was, we can't say whether that was intended or not, or whether they were experimenting and fine-tuning a lethal injection. So within 2 days. Then there's all those people on video who are sticking their arms out as if to protect them from some imaginary attacker coming from their upper left, I think it is, then spinning around and dropping dead. This seems to be something that they're working on, that they're fine-tuning also. But not happening within 2 days, it doesn't appear under the theirs in one of the categories. If anybody can send me, I've asked Mike Hill to try to track me down the latest VAERS. Are they still reporting on vaccine adverse reactions? Or have they stopped doing that? Was the system overloaded with deaths and adverse reactions, so they shut it down? Or did they claim, did they claim it was overloaded, or did they shut it down, have they stopped reporting? Because, yeah, okay, trying to get back. I'm getting a headache and my hand's going numb. But my point was about the pilots. They're being trained what to do when your co-pilot or pilot drops dead suddenly. So they're giving and about being precision in language. There's placebo shots, which are just saline. They're just there as placeholders for part of the dramaturgy. You have to inject everybody, so you inject some people with nothing. The placebo as compared to active. Now, so the placebo is nothing, it's saline. And then you have all manner of active injections, including the lethal shot and every experiment that's taking place now. All the experiments that they're running on human population, which is not human population, the Goy population, let's call it. I'm going to use the terms of our enemy because I've got to the point where really it's up to you to prove you're not a Goy. Yeah, it's up to the people to prove they're not Goys. We could be wrong. That's why when I talk about racism, I don't like the idea that people want to assume that because they're a member of a particular phenotype or genotype or ethnic group, that they're automatically superior. It's clear that most people who have a Germanic ancestry are Goys. They're not humans. They're dumb beasts. They're dumb animals. Yeah? I'm not setting the bar so high. I'm not a genius. I'm top 10 percentile band. Yeah, so at least 10% of the population is technically smarter than me. So I'm not setting the bar so high. And I've produced the materials. It comes down like Goebbels keeps talking about character. Yeah, the revolutions aren't won by intelligence, but by character. Look at the character of people. That's what I'm talking about now. Also, character. I'll run out of time. Character. Yeah. I've presented the information in a way that it's accessible to anybody. But people do not have the character required to even make the investment in reading it. Yeah, they don't have the character. All they care about is getting paid and laid. They care about their own pleasure, immediate pleasure, promised pleasure, and immediate relief. And promised relief. That's all they care about. They're goys. There's a scene in Dune where they test the people to see if they're fully human. In Dune, the science fiction book. And there's that song, Are We Human or Are We Dancer? I've been wondering what the hell is that a reference to Dune? Anyway, let's have a category between humans and goys, yeah? Goys being dumb beasts in the form of humans, which is very confusing, yeah? And they can even be members of your own, race, you know, rabbit ears, race. So Goys probably form the most part of what you consider your race even. And there's a good chance you're a Goy, yeah, randomly speaking. Because if you haven't read my books and you're not promoting my books and you don't understand what's in my books, then you're a Goy. It's that simple. If you really believe in the Cult of Judah religions, you know, as they're presented, if you believe viruses are real in any form at all, if you believe 9/11 had anything to do with, you know, non-Cult of Judah agents, and if you do not kind of process the fact that it's your own government that committed 9/11, and it's your own government that's mass murdering you, and it's your own government, your authorities, which have been lying to you forever, about everything from religion to viruses, which is the new religion, then you're a Goy, yeah? And we're going to have to be hard about this. In politics, it's the art of the possible. I'm sorry, there's so much dust in here. And even now I've been trying to clean something. In politics, people have to lie to you and pretend and pander to you. I'm not a politician, I'm not going to pander to you. If you're not fully human, if you're a Goy with the potential to be a human, I'm going to tell you, because that's the point, your potential. Everybody watching this has the potential to become fully human and then to move even forward beyond that. Everybody. Yeah, because you're questioning things. And that's the first step. But it would be amiss of me to tell you it's easy and tell you that you're already enlightened, yeah, that you're clear, that you're an operating Thetan, if you want to call it that, because you're not. Most of us are born Goys, and if we're lucky, we evolve into humans and then evolve into bridge people, yeah, into the post-human condition. So don't expect me to pander to anybody. There could be other organizations that may achieve more than me by pandering, but in the end, the pandering is going to be their downfall, which makes all their achievements pointless. In the same way, National Socialism achieved so much, but then it was destroyed because it underestimated the enemy. Anyway, I bet it's over 10 minutes, almost 11 minutes, so I'll stop this. Ciao for now.